Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Saturday, March 30th. Got a Saturday show for y'all because I love you. Some news from Tony Pauline, a longtime NFL draft scout and analyst around the web. The Jaguars are set to have a top 30 visit with DeVontaze Walker. They've already met with him informally. He had his pro day at North Carolina earlier this week. Caught passes from Drake May this year, right? DeVontaze Walker is a really interesting prospect, wide receiver out of North Carolina. Looking at his college career, he transferred from Kent State to North Carolina in 2023, had to sit out some games early on in the season, but he had 8 games at UNC in 2023, finished with 699 yards in 8 games. That's pretty impressive. 7 touchdowns, super high average depth of target, drop rate under 7%, contested catch rate 59%. All those numbers in 8 games at North Carolina, very impressive. And I like the tape too quite a bit. So we're going to talk about this prospect, what he potentially brings to the Jaguars, where the Jaguars should target him, how this pre-draft process has gone for them, what would he bring, right? We're going to talk about it all. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, like the hat I'm wearing right now. Again, really appreciate y'all being here. So DeVontaze Walker was at the Senior Bowl, which that's the most recent kind of on-field work you have other than his pro day, obviously, which pro days are scripted. They're, you know, designed to make the prospects look really good. But at the Senior Bowl, during those practices, DeVontaze Walker's hands were extremely unreliable. Like, it was like a 50-50 proposition if he was going to come down with an easy catch, which to me, that did not match really what you saw on tape at all. So it was surprising for me to see that. I expected him to have a pretty good week. Now, a lot of the narrative has shifted on DeVontaze Walker. I think he was a guy that a lot of folks, including myself, kind of saw as a day two prospect who had super high upside, very fast. But I think that there was some part of the draft media that overhyped what he was, right? People were putting him in first round mock drafts. And then you see what he does at the Senior Bowl, really not being able to hang on to the football. You check the tape, and there are some deficiencies on tape. And so all of that adds up to kind of the narrative shifting from people overhyping him to now I think people are underhyping what he brings to the table. I've kind of stayed in the middle with him. Day two is the range that I've had him at. So I think the fact that he got overhyped by some really put a negative taste in some people's mouths when they saw the Senior Bowl performance throughout the week. And then when they saw the tape, which the tape is exciting, it's just not first round exciting, in my opinion, especially not in a draft class where you do have 6 legitimate first round talents at receiver, in my opinion. You talk about the big 3, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Romo Odunze. And then for me, Adonai Mitchell, Keon Coleman, and Brian Thomas Jr. are all legit first-round talents at the position. So maybe in a different class where, like, you don't have an absolutely loaded group, which that might never happen again just based on how things have been trending, maybe he could actually be one of those guys that slips into the first round or climbs into the first round in a different class. But in this type of class, I think it's just crazy talk. And quite frankly, he's somewhere in the teens for me when it comes to wide receiver rankings, like mid teens to low teens, probably somewhere in my 15 to 20 range at wide receiver. And that's not necessarily a knock on him. That's just saying, like, this class is loaded. Looking at his testing though, he is 6'1.5", 193 pounds, 40.5-inch vertical, 11.02 broad, 4.36 40 yard dash, 33.25 arms. I mean, all those numbers are awesome. And that's part of why, because you do see that stuff on tape. You see the length, the vertical explosiveness, the speed, right? That's part of why he got overhyped a little bit early on by some. But, I mean, those numbers do show up. So this is an enticing prospect. I think the thing here is, if you were drafting DeVontaze Walker to be like your go-to wide receiver 1, I think that's where you could get in some trouble. But as a piece of an offense instead of the focal point of an offense, I do think he has some serious potential to do some damage. So I think that's really interesting. And looking at the tape, right? He is one of the leggy type receivers, you know, long legs, high waisted, and the way he runs, it's kind of reminiscent of some of these other guys in the NFL that they're just hard to keep up with. And he's faster than like Brandon Ayuk or Justin Jefferson or guys like that. And I'm not trying to put him in that category. Just the way he moves as an athlete, as a runner, kind of reminds me of those guys. And if you want like a lower end guy that kind of runs that way as well, like a Dontavion Wicks, they're just leggy. They have great length throughout their frame and definitely with their arms. And they're just kind of hard to keep up with. The way they move is a little bit unique. But he's freaking fast, right? Like that 4.36 that you saw at the combine, that's not a joke. That's not an aberration. Like, he is fast. The thing with him right now is his start and stop ability, like the plant and go in a different direction, isn't really where it needs to be. That's not his strong suit right now. I do think that can develop. Like, I don't think that there is necessarily something prohibitive within his athletic profile that's not going to allow him to become a more nuanced receiver, to run more routes that are more about, again, stopping and go, plant and go in the other direction. Just right now, I don't think that that's where you want to try to use him a lot. I think what he would bring to your football team right now, the nine route, obviously, you know, the vertical go ball, that's a thing of beauty. The post, the corner, the digs, slants, anything where he can just keep running. And on Diggs, even though he doesn't necessarily have like...
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Again, the best plant and go, he can cut on a dime and just keep running, keep flying. I love that. And all those routes are things I think you could certainly see within the Jaguars offense, especially those crossers, post route, the nine route, obviously, slants, shallow crossers, deep overs, all that stuff. I think he can do that really well for you. He also can release off the line, and it only takes like one false step from a defensive back for them to be toast, for DeVontez Walker to have a free release and get vertical. And I love that. He does have a nice catch radius, as I mentioned. Again, he can leap 40 inches, and he has over 33-inch arms. And he's over 6'1". That's catch radius right there. And also, if you just want to get him the ball kind of as an offensive weapon, screens, sweeps, reverses, you let Gabe Davis and Zay Jones block for him, two very good blockers at the wide receiver position in space, I think that could make a lot of sense as well. So talking about his fit with the Jaguars, I think it's an excellent fit. Another vertical threat, a move Z, in my opinion. In this offense, you have Gabe Davis, who's going to come in. He's going to be your X receiver. And the X receiver doesn't always have to be the number one target. And in the Jaguars offense, Gabe Davis probably will not be the number one target. Right now, you have Christian Kirk, and you also have Evan Ingram, who I think will both get more targets than Gabe Davis. But Gabe Davis has the ability to stretch the field vertically, high average depth of target, can go up and get the football, can create separation down the field. So you like what you have there. Christian Kirk obviously is your slot star. Evan Ingram, kind of a move tight end that works in the middle of the field quite a bit. And then you have DeVontez Walker you drop in there again that can be a Z receiver, a guy that can move around the formation. I would really love this fit, quite frankly, for the Jaguars. And again, I know the hype has kind of cooled on DeVontez Walker, but when you think about what he does and what the Jaguars could ask him to do in this offense and what he could bring to Trevor Lawrence, which again is a guy that, while the Senior Bowl wasn't pretty, while there have been a couple drops on tape that make you scratch your head a little bit, this is a guy that can create separation down the field, can create separation all over the field. Not a super advanced route tree at this point, but you know what you're getting. You're getting the speed, you're getting the catch radius, you're getting the ability to go up and get contested catches, and the ability to create separation. And again, you can get the ball in his hands quickly, and you have the type of guys on the outside and Gabe Davis and Zay Jones to allow him to pick up yardage because they're going to block their defender, right? So I really like the fit. Where to target him for the Jaguars? For me, Jaguars specifically, because again, I talked about this. If you were drafting him to be your wide receiver one, your go-to guy, that would give me a little bit more pause. I'd be a little bit scared, right? Because there are some limitations. But if you're drafting him as a move Z, a slot player, with his speed and acceleration and height and length, all that stuff, that gets me pretty excited. I think the Jaguars, again, they're showing interest in him, right, with a top 30 visit. I would not be surprised if the Jaguars wanted to target him at 48 overall, which is their second round pick. For me, I think he makes a little bit more sense end of the second, early third, because, again, in my rankings, that's kind of where I have him, and that's where I have kind of valued him based on his grade, his tape grade, and all the testing and stuff. But would I really slam the Jaguars for taking him at 48 if they don't go receiver in the first round? I don't think so, because the fit is so good. The athleticism is off the charts. I mean, I think he compares favorably to DJ Chark. DJ Chark was a little bit taller, but I think that there's a little bit more nuance to this game here for Devontae Walker. And I think you're dropping him into a better situation than you dropped DJ Chark into for most of his career. And DJ Chark, I think he would have a much, much different career if he just could have stayed healthy, right? So I look at Devontae Walker. I think he makes sense for the Jaguars. I wouldn't be surprised if they took him at 48. Again, that'd be a little rich for me. I would love it if they were able to nab him at 96. But with his profile, I just don't think he's the type of player that's going to last to 96. Because teams covet speed. They covet the traits that he has. The tape is pretty good, even though the nuance is not quite there as a route runner yet. And the Senior Bowl was a little alarming. But I think you trust the tape more than you do anything that you see at an event like that. There's guys that have rough all-star events that end up being good NFL players. And I think Devontae Walker could certainly be that. And again, in this Jaguars offense, you're talking about an offense that likes to spread the football around. He would probably be the fourth target in the offense as a rookie. I think that's a really nice role for him, a really nice fit for him. So I'd be a fan of the move if the Jaguars end up drafting Devontae Walker, obviously not in the first round. In the second round, I would say it's a little rich for me, but I get it because of what he can bring to your offense, what he can bring to Trevor Lawrence and the depth that that creates within your wide receiver room, the speed element he brings, the catch radius, all that stuff. I would get it, but I would prefer it like if they traded down to the closer to the bottom of the second round, or if they traded up from 96 to get him. Those are the kind of spots that would make more sense for me. But again, I wouldn't slam the pick because the potential he creates within your offense, combined with Gabe Davis, Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram, Zay Jones, I think it's tremendous. Would love to know what you guys think about Devontae Walker. You can hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. You can also drop a comment in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Y'all have a good one.